I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikus?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Perry?
Here.
Mr. Mead?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to Section B, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. And if I could, I would like to have Mr. Drake Goings come up to the podium, please. Thank you, sir. Drake is a senior with us at MPHS, and he is being recognized this month as being the London Rotary Club's Student of the Month from Madison Plains High School. So I would like to read a little bit about Drake. The London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Drake Goings as a Student of the Month from Madison Plains High School for the month of March. Students are selected by the MPHS administration based upon the following criteria: academic and extracurricular achievement and positive character. Drake has a 4.008 grade point average, and he is currently ranked 7th in his class. His favorite course is world geography. During his time in high school, Drake has played varsity football for 3 years and served as team captain. He has also participated in both track and powerlifting for 3 years. Additionally, he has served as a junior and senior class officer in the role of treasurer. He is a member of National Honor Society and an honor roll student. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires him, Drake picked Madison Plains English teacher, Mrs. Tammy Pitstick. Drake said of her, "Mrs. Pitstick is a person who inspires me because she inspired me to actually read more and pushes me to be the best student and person I can be." Regarding Drake, Mrs. Pitstick said, "As a part of our British literature class, Drake Goings has allowed me the honor of interacting with him and witnessing his commitment to his current and future education. He is a focused, sincere learner. Beyond academics, Drake esteems his family, his friends, and his teachers, carrying with him a constant positivity toward and understanding of others. It has been a privilege to have Drake in my class." After graduation, Drake plans to attend Ashland University to play football and study in the area of computer science. Drake is the son of Harold Goings and Mandy Harness. So Drake, congratulations to you. I do have a certificate for you, but congratulations on building quite a fine record of accomplishment while you've been here. We certainly wish you all the best in the future. Well done.
Good job.
And that is all I have for student achievement. We do have employee recognition. If I could have Mrs. April Sparks come up to the podium, please. And if Ms. Heidi Wilson would join her, that would be wonderful.
Dear members of the board, it is a privilege to recognize Ms. Heidi Wilson for her staff recognition at the junior-senior high school. Ms. Wilson has been serving the district for 18 years as a paraprofessional. This year, Ms. Wilson took her role to a new level by aiding our English learner students. Ms. Wilson supports our EL students by attending classes with them, helping them in their English language development, and providing academic support and accommodations on their assignments. More importantly, though, Ms. Wilson provides a safe space where the students are comfortable just being themselves. When talking to her students, I often hear, "Will Ms. Wilson be with us again next year?" Her students are grateful that she is here to support and advocate for them. The teachers have also expressed the difference they have seen in the students since Ms. Wilson has been working with them. The students are more comfortable talking in front of their peers and asking their teachers for help. Her hard work and commitment to the students does not go unnoticed. I want to thank Ms. Wilson for her dedication to the district. Congratulations on this deserving award, and thank you for serving our students.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Ms. Wilson, go ahead. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you. too would like to echo Mrs. Sparks' comments and just say congratulations. We appreciate all the hard work that you are doing and everything you're doing for our students. I have a certificate for you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now move to section D, public communication. I believe we have one person signed up. I'd like to come to the podium.
Well, most of you know me, but if you don't, I'm Jacob Keever, and I'm on the Tree Beautification Committee in Mount Sterling, along with also talking about nuisance abatement. The village is going to be having a community cleanup from the 3rd to the 5th. And we would really like to have student involvement from just not Madison Plains, but Westfall, because we have more projects that are more intensive than we have had in years past. Like, we plan on cutting a path to the oldest tree in town and doing mulch and flowers in the city side, but also helping out residents that are maybe not within means or elderly and can't do the tasks. So we'd just like that if Madison Plains would volunteer their high school students for those days. That's it.
Jacob, you mentioned the 3rd through the 5th. Was that of April or May?
May.
All right. Thank you.
If I could, Jacob, I just want to say, first of all, thanks for coming in this evening. But also just wanted to mention that last year there were several people in this room and also 10 to 15 students that I can think of real quick that were part of the cleanup day in Mount Sterling with the Senior Living Center with doing mulching and those kind of projects. And it certainly was a rewarding experience. So I hope parents and students will take you up on that. Thanks for coming in.
Before we move on, if our guests would like to leave, now is a good time to do it. So now we'll move to Section E, Board Work Session. The Scholastic Booster Banquet was a success again this year. I appreciate all the hard work that individuals and people volunteer their time and put into that. That's a major positive thing for our school, the scholarships they give out, the community that builds. So I just want to thank everybody that was involved with that. Anyone have anything else for Board Work Session?
Nope.
All right. So now we'll move to Section F, Approval of Board Minutes.
Mr. President, I move that the minutes of the February 20th, 2024 regular meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section G, Department Reports.
Mr. President, this evening we have our technology department who is going to present, so I would like to call to the podium Mr. Eric Griffith. Mr. Griffith, thank you for taking the time to put a presentation together and present for us tonight. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So, a couple of things. This is going to be a comparative report from the last presentation I did. Last year, so we're going to look at an overview of some of our projects that we've done, as well as our tickets, and there's a lot of positives here, so I'd like to touch on. The first is the fact that we did, I've just highlighted a few projects that we did. For one, we replaced all the Wi-Fi in the district, so just a non-fun, boring fact. Every 5 years, you should replace your Wi-Fi. And the reason being is when you buy a new device, it comes with a specific type of speed, right? So if you buy a Chromebook or a laptop, something like that, that speed is kind of set in stone. Well, technology continues to evolve and get better and better. And so a few years later, you buy another device. That device now has a faster speed, and so on and so forth. And this cycle or pattern continues. So what happens is, as we move through our replacement cycle of devices, our oldest devices are our slowest on the network. And so that's the reason to start replacing the devices, so that everybody has an equal speed for the device. At home, it might not be that, you know, big of a deal. You might not have 1,200 devices on your network like we do here. But for us here, it's something, it's a 5-year cycle, and that's paid for through E-Rate. So we now have a better understanding of when we're going to have an outage, when a device goes offline, as well as now every classroom has devices or access points dedicated to them. When we first started, there were only 96. Now that every classroom has an access point, which is what an AP is, it has, we have 122. We've also streamlined the Wi-Fi to have SSIDs. And what an SSID is, just the name of the Wi-Fi. When we first got here, there was 5 or 6 different names. We've streamlined that into 3. So you have district Wi-Fi, which is all the devices that people connect to. And then you have Wi-Fi, guest Wi-Fi, which you guest connect, and students as well. And then you have event guests. So in the evenings when we have that, that is an unfiltered Wi-Fi where they can get out and do other things. So we've streamlined that process. We've also upgraded some servers. The oldest server was older than 10 years old, and those are things that you should probably replace 5 to 7 years, just depending on what you're doing. So we replaced those. Those now meet the latest cybersecurity requirements for hardware and software. So something we need to think about more and more. And so now we're up to date on that for the next 4 to 5 years, depending on what we're doing with our servers. This has led to increased uptime as well as battery time. So now all of our closets and things like that for our occasional power outages, I'm going to need everybody to knock on wood. Occasionally when that happens for reasons, we have enough battery uptime to keep us going. So that's great, one thing that we did there. Classroom technology as well. The teachers, I've gotten an overwhelmingly positive response to this, but each classroom teacher has 3 devices in their classroom that they can utilize for themselves. So there's a BenQ that has a computer tied to the back, so they don't have to have their laptop or desktop tied up to present or do something like that. They have a laptop and a desktop as well to do testing or administrative tasks for them. So that's been a nice positive, as well as dual screen monitors. We got a great deal on dual screen monitors, and so every teacher in the classrooms has dual screen monitors, and again, overwhelmingly positive, allows them to have multiple screens up for various softwares and tasks that they use. And I would say almost everybody likes dual screen monitors there. Some it's a little overwhelming, and for those, you can turn that off and just use one, that's fine. That has increased device reliability for us. So as much as we would love to come in and fix technology immediately, we're just 2 people, and there's 1,200 students here, 1,200 devices, over 150 laptops, and just a lot of things. We can't fix things quickly within, you know, 1 or 2 hours, so maybe it takes a day, maybe we're waiting on parts, so that helps with reliability. If one device doesn't work in a classroom, you can go back and use another, and so that helps out. And then the last is just our general operations for technology. We have the ability to deploy specific software, and this helps with cybersecurity, as well as just software that doesn't work as well anymore. One early on issue we had to do with printing. A lot of teachers couldn't print, and after working with our copier company, we realized that their software occasionally stops working if the device is left on too long. So one of the things that we have the ability to do is schedule the laptops, the desktops to log out and restart at the end of the day. So that has cut down on our copier issues, as well as push out security updates for it. So that, again, that keeps us compliant with cybersecurity. So kind of nice. The other thing I'll focus on is building security. We had a $400,000 grant, a couple of grants, that allowed us to pay for new access control for our building, as well as security cameras. When I started here, the district only had around 16 cameras for the entire campus. And the secret is not all of them worked, but we didn't tell everybody that, right? So now we have over 200 cameras. And to the administrators that have to watch those cameras in the room, I can assure you that they work, and we have definitely used those. They've definitely helped out in keeping our security issues at bay. So they've really helped out. So we have also moved from 3 to 15 remote monitoring stations. What I mean by that is, you know, you walk into a place and you see a television up on the wall that has cameras. We only had 3 of those when we started. Now they're in various other places, and you know, it makes sense. If you increase the number of cameras, you increase the number of eyes watching cameras. Mm-hmm. So again, that was all paid for by that $400,000 grant. It also included access control. So with access control, we had keychains that were door fobs, key fobs is what they were called. And wire, you know, the staff liked those. The issue with those is that technology was actually from the 80s, and it had been circumvented a long time ago. And so there was hardware out there, as well as software on some smartphones, that was smart enough to break that security connection. So all of those door locks have been replaced with something that's a lot more secure. And so we've probably got 5 more years till somebody figures out how to crack and break that. But that all was upgraded with that security grant as well. So we moved from 13 doors that had card access to 21. The other upgrade we did was audio intercoms. Each building secretary had the ability to buzz people in with an audio intercom. And so they had the ability to do that. We've then switched that to a two-way video intercom. So it keeps a recording of it. Who was there, they can remotely log those in, let those in. The accessibility for that is a lot better. Occasionally we would miss deliveries over the summer when somebody would come and try and drop something off at a building where nobody was at that building, at least answering the door. Now when summer arrives, one station in the central office or whoever draws the short straw that day will get to open and unlock those doors remotely from there. So that's going to help out with deliveries and things like that. So, and as I said, we moved from key fobs to secure IDs. The photo IDs, it's kind of just a necessity. Most organizations have moved to that now, having some sort of secure photo badge on there. So up there is some examples of what that is. So not to kind of the boring part, but I think it's kind of interesting because when we first started, I had this graph up here, and it showed that on average, this was for October 2022, we averaged 84 tech support tickets a day, which means teachers were filling out just tickets. That did not include stopping us in the halls, calling us on the radio, sending us text messages, anything like that. That was just purely tickets, all right? So on average, that was 84 emails in just that 1 month. So it's kind of a busy month, and it's the start of school still, so it is kind of busy. But I have up and down arrows to show you how far we've gone. So we've gone from 84 tickets per day in 2022 to an average of 37 tickets per day in 2023. So I take that as we've resolved a lot of those issues that required teachers to contact us and, you know, or were concerned they couldn't teach and provide teaching and learning in the classroom. So we've cut that in half. And so I'm kind of proud of that metric there. As a result, though, when you start to look at some of the other things that have occurred, Securely, status notifications. Securely is our internet web filter, and that monitors students attempting to Google or search inappropriate things. So that number has gone up. So has the number of student Chromebook issues, meaning damage has gone up. In fact, it's quadrupled. From last year, it was about 4 per day to about 11 per day. And again, these are averages, so Some Mondays you might have 23 issues, and not every Chromebook issue is a broken issue. It could be the software doesn't work or something like that. But you can see an increase with student Chromebooks and securely notifications because, well, it's working now. So they're using it more, it's working. The Wi-Fi issues have gone down. We had 7 on average Wi-Fi issues per day. Now we have 1, if that, less than 1. Same with staff laptops, same with BenQ questions. People are using them more. They understand how to do it more. And again, this is all trackable data that we can look at and report back on. So same with printing issues. Now that we've fixed the printer issues so that they reboot each night, that's cut it down from, on average, 8 tickets per day down to 0.25. I mean, you can have 0.25 of an issue a day, but that's an average per day. So quite a drop in the data. So we're kind of proud of that, that two folks can knock that out or at least lower that down to less than half in a year. So that's kind of nice. Now, as a result, though, in order to lower those ticket issues, we had to upgrade the Wi-Fi and make it more secure. We had to research the printing issue, figure out what caused that. And so giving us more time, spending more time in the summer figuring that stuff out, lowers the issues during the school year. So just a nice way to look at the data and prove that that works. So what's next for the department? The BenQs here have the ability to do an emergency system notification, and that's set up and ready to go. We've been testing with building principals, and so in an emergency they have the ability to put a text message or an image, a video, whatever, over the classroom and sort of interrupt what's going on in the classroom. So that's kind of a nice feature. So that's coming. We'll probably have more testing with that. The same with equipment upgrades. As I said, one of my goals was to have a rotation cycle of devices so that we're not buying devices in large chunks at a time, and our costs are up and down. So we're buying about 300 Chromebooks per year, and that gets us a nice rotation of devices there, so our costs are sustainable there. So the same with staff, student and administration devices. We're getting ready to replace and roll those out. And then there is an additional security grant that can provide us with more cameras, more door locks, and more door sensors. So even though during that grant process we had 3 different security companies come in, give us an estimate on where they felt the biggest needs were for security, there's still room for feedback, additional feedback with the building principals saying, I think I want a camera here, I think I want a door lock here. So that's what this additional grant, if we get it, will cover, is allow us to add more options to where anybody has suggested it. So that was it. Any questions on that? Thank you much. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Now we'll move to Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. We really didn't have any committees meet over the last month. The Academic Advisory Committee was scheduled to meet on Monday, February 26th, and rather than meeting, we asked our teacher leaders to help us and to facilitate a process with our teachers of gathering projection data for how our students will do on our spring state assessments. And so that data has been gathered. We are in the process of reviewing that. We did not meet and at the moment. We do not have a DLT meeting scheduled, but I'm sure we will get one on the books here before long. Policy Committee was supposed to have met yesterday afternoon, but due to the fact that I was ill, we did not meet. So, but beyond that, I don't have any committee reports.
Thank you. Now move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. I only have our typical financial reports, monthly financial reports. Hopefully you've had a chance to review those. I'll just briefly bring up the front page, I guess you'd say, of our monthly financial report, and just to highlight the fact that we are in a good financial position, and also we are still within less than 1% of our estimates right now of where we expected to be. So as you can see here, we have a favorable variance of $127,000 in terms of revenue. That means we have $127,000 more than what we had anticipated at this point in time. We also have a favorable variance when it comes to expenditures. Our expenditures are $114,000 less than what we anticipated them to be at this point in time. That results in a net impact to the ending balance of $241,000, which is a favorable variance. So as you can see here, our current monthly cash flow estimates for the end of the year for June 30th is $7,328,518. We anticipate having an operating surplus this year of $1,529,712. Any questions on the monthly financial report? 2 months, I'll have a five-year forecast update for you. So we'll be doing that.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
That concludes my report.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial item I-3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items for just discussion purposes or discussion items tonight. I just want to remind everybody who is in the room and watching on TV that on Tuesday, March 19th, the Madison Plains Local School District has a bond issue on the ballot. It is the purpose of that is to fund new schools on the campus of MPLSD. The total project cost is $68.6 million. The OFCC is contributing 9% of the co-funded amount, and that equates to $5.5 million. And then the district is committed to contributing $7.6 million should it pass. That leaves us with a bond amount of $55 million. The United States Department of Agriculture has given us financing at 3.625%. And so our original millage was at 9.9. The USDA financing brought it down to 8.6. And then with the district contributed amount, that brought our millage to 7.5 mils. And then due to the property tax reevaluation, the current millage request is 5.4 mils. And then that equates to $189 per each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. Again, the bond issue is on the ballot for Tuesday, March 19th. A couple of other things that I just wanted to mention just for discussion purposes. On Monday, April 8th, just a reminder that that is the day of the full solar eclipse. MPLSD will be closed that day on a calamity day. And then the only other thing I have is the tolls report, and that is attached for the board members. So if you would like to read that, that is there for you.
Now move to Section K, Policy and Governance.
And just a few, a couple of items here for a second and final reading. The one is rescinding of a board regulation and then some other policies that are there for a second and final reading.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section L, Business.
Three different items there. One is an MOA for an educational incentive for our staff. Just for those folks who are moving up through the educational system with further education. So some information or an MOA there for that. And then two MOUs. One is for a teacher of record for our financial literacy courses this year. And then there is an MOU for one of our teachers who has been able to provide us with some evidence that they had some more experience when they were hired, and we just want to honor that for them. So. That's what I have in business this evening.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L4.
Second.
Discussion? I just wanted to say thanks to the administration and the union for working together to resolve these issues. I know that I can speak for the board. We appreciate all that hard work and that went into that. All right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerup?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I'm going to Section M, Personnel.
And some good news, we have a couple of substitute van drivers that we are looking to hire, and then we have a long-term substitute teacher for health and PE that we are looking to hire, and then there are some supplemental contracts on the agenda as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M5.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerup?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
All right, so now move to Section N, Donations.
And happy to report that we have quite a few donations on the agenda tonight. There are a variety of them there for a number of different reasons. So very thankful to each and every one who donated to the district and to the various causes that are supported there. So just, again, want to say thank you to everyone.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerup?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next, Section O, New Business.
I have no new business this evening.
All right. Then we'll go to the Section P, the second public communication section. Would anyone like to speak? All right. So now we'll move to Section Q, Executive Session. I move that we enter into executive session at 7:32 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under the Ohio Revised Code, Section 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee. And Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statute.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerup?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're in executive session.
Our next regularly scheduled board meeting is April 16th, 7 p.m. here in the high school library. There'll be no action taken after the executive session.